Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R3's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Misunderstanding Financial Crises: Why We Don't See Them Coming by Gary B. Gorton is an economics and finance book that examines why modern financial crises are so often misread before they happen. Drawing on financial history, banking theory, and the structure of money markets, Gorton argues that crises are not random disasters caused by a one-time coincidence of bad luck, but recurring features of systems built on short-term liabilities and fragile confidence. The book is especially focused on the United States, contrasting the long quiet period from 1934 to 2007 with the panic of 2007 to 2008 to show that absence of visible crises did not mean absence of systemic risk. Rather than treating financial collapse as an anomaly, Gorton explains it as the predictable result of innovation, leverage, opacity, and inadequate regulation. The book is aimed at readers who want a serious, historically grounded account of how financial systems become unstable and why experts so often fail to recognize the warning signs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, crises are structural, not accidental. Gorton's central claim is that financial crises are built into the design of modern finance. He rejects the idea that major breakdowns happen only when several unrelated shocks coincide in a perfect storm. Instead, he shows that systems relying on runnable short-term debt are inherently vulnerable because confidence can vanish quickly, turning normal funding arrangements into sources of panic. This framing matters because it changes the question from why a crisis was unusual to why a fragile system seemed safe for so long. By treating crises as recurring and systemic, the book shifts attention away from exceptional events and toward the incentives and instruments that make large-scale runs possible. That also helps explain why the same broad pattern keeps appearing across eras, even when the specific assets or institutions change. The practical implication is that crisis prevention must focus on the architecture of finance itself, not only on isolated bad actors or momentary market shocks. Secondly, the quiet period hid risk rather than eliminating it. One of the book's most important historical arguments is that the period from 1934 to 2007 in the United States was not proof that crises had been conquered forever. Gorton describes this era as a quiet period because widespread regulation and the post-depression financial order reduced the visibility of systemic crises. He argues that this success encouraged economists and policymakers to believe financial instability had been permanently solved, when in fact the underlying vulnerability remained. The key insight is that stability can be misleading when crises do not appear for decades. Experts may infer that the system is fundamentally safe, even if the conditions for panic are still present. Gorton uses this contrast to show how long stretches of calm can distort theory, policy, and regulation. The lesson is not that regulation failed completely, but that successful regulation became outdated as markets changed. A system can look robust for years while quietly accumulating the same structural weaknesses in new forms. Thirdly, short-term debt and money markets are where panic begins. The book places special emphasis on the instruments that function like money in the financial system, especially short-term debt, repos, and other runnable liabilities. Gorton argues that these markets are central because they allow large-scale funding to move quickly, but that same speed makes them vulnerable when lenders stop trusting the value of the collateral or the solvency of the issuer. Instead of viewing bank runs as old-fashioned events limited to depositors lining up outside branches, he broadens the concept to include modern wholesale funding markets. That perspective helps explain why a crisis can spread without dramatic physical cues or obvious public alarm. What matters is the sudden withdrawal of confidence from liabilities that people had previously treated as safe and liquid. This argument is one of the book's most distinctive contributions because it connects traditional banking panics to modern shadow banking. It also explains why crisis prevention requires attention to market design, collateral practices, and the stability of instruments used as near money. Fourthly, financial innovation often outpaces regulation and understanding. Gorton argues that financial crises become harder to see when the financial system changes faster than the frameworks used to regulate it. New instruments, new funding channels, and new institutions can create the appearance of diversification and efficiency while preserving or even increasing systemic fragility. He suggests that economists played a role in this process by reassuring regulators that innovation had reduced the likelihood of old-style banking panics. In his view, this led to a dangerous mismatch: regulation remained tied to older forms of banking, while risk migrated into less visible corners of the market. The broader point is that regulation must evolve with the instruments it oversees, because the same economic function can be delivered through structurally different products that carry the same run risk. The book therefore reads as both diagnosis and warning. It does not reject innovation, but it insists that innovation in finance must be judged by its effects on liquidity, opacity, and systemic resilience rather than by novelty alone. Lastly, Moral hazard, too big to fail, and bank capital are part of the same problem. Beyond liquidity and runs, the book connects financial crises to moral hazard, implicit government support, and the structure of bank balance sheets. Gorton shows that when large institutions are expected to be rescued, their creditors may behave as if losses will be socialized, which weakens market discipline and encourages greater risk-taking. At the same time, insufficient capital makes institutions more fragile and more dependent on short-term funding. These issues are not separate policy debates in the book. They reinforce one another. A weak capital base makes institutions more vulnerable to panic, while too big to fail expectations make their liabilities seem safer than they really are. That combination can magnify the scale of a crisis once confidence breaks. Gorton's discussion is useful because it moves beyond simple blame and toward institutional design. The challenge, as he presents it, is to build a system where private incentives do not encourage risk buildup and where public backstops do not unintentionally worsen fragility. In conclusion, this book should be read by economists, finance professionals, central bankers, regulators, policymakers, and readers who want a serious explanation of why crises recur even after major reforms. It is especially valuable for anyone interested in the mechanics of bank runs, shadow banking, short-term funding markets, and the limits of conventional economic thinking. Its main benefit is conceptual clarity. Gorton gives readers a framework for understanding crises as recurring outcomes of system design rather than mysterious shocks. That makes the book intellectually useful well beyond the 2007 to 2008 episode, because the same logic can be applied to later debates about money market funds, repo markets, stable funding, and the regulation of financial innovation. What distinguishes it from many crisis books is its combination of historical scope, institutional detail, and a clear theory of runnable debt. Instead of offering only a narrative of failure, it explains why policymakers and experts were lulled into complacency and what that misunderstanding means for future crisis prevention. For readers who want a grounded, policy-relevant account of systemic risk, it is one of the more distinctive books in the field. If you would like to support Gary B. Gorton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.